Hello, I'm your host, Daniel Gregory, and this is the 170th episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I appreciate you tuning in. If you're just discovering the podcast, you can find a wealth of podcasts up on iTunes or on my website in the archive, and hope you can check those out. And if you've been listening this whole time, I really do appreciate you tuning in, and I'm hoping that the podcast continues for the next 100, 200, 300 episodes, or however long we do it, continues to be informative and insightful. This week, I wanted to address something that I've been asked over and over again, and I've talked about it off and on in kind of roundabout ways, but it's the notion of being a storyteller as a photographer. And what does that actually mean? And the question that came up is, actually it was a statement. I'm tired of people telling me as a photographer, I need to be a storyteller. That was the actual statement that got me thinking about the podcast and the importance of understanding what storytelling means exactly and how we are all in effect storytellers. And also, kind of at its core, what does it mean to really be a storyteller? What's involved with that element and aspect of our humanity? Because I have mentioned before that we are, at our core, we are all storytelling creatures. That's how we communicated meaning. That's how we communicate structure. That's how we communicate history. And when we used to have an oral history and then we developed a written history, but we've always passed along through story our understanding of the world and the situations we found ourselves in. If you think about your own life and you get together with friends, you're sharing stories about your life. You're sharing stories about what happens at work. You're sharing stories about what's happened with the family. If you go into a coffee shop or a restaurant and you eavesdrop on people, you'll find that what they're communicating and telling are stories about their lives. So we can't help but be engaged in the storytelling element. The struggle this person was having was with the notion that what they really felt that they were doing was taking pretty pictures of things. If you have a landscape and they were out taking a landscape, they're like, I just want to take a pretty picture of a sunset or a pretty picture of a rainbow. And I said to them, that is part of the story. If you're standing there, you have options about how you convey that story. And you've made the decision to tell a story of a pretty sunset or of a pretty rainbow. You've chosen the location. You've chosen the time of day. You've chosen your position. You've chosen what should be in the frame or not in the frame. And your decision was to speak to the beauty and majesty of the world. You could have easily made the decision to go photograph that on a day where the weather wasn't great or it wasn't pretty, or you could have chosen to focus on the trash that was in the trash can in the parking lot. So that way we experience anything in life comes down to the story we tell ourselves about that creative act. And storytelling is foundational, like I said, to who we are, but it comes out of a couple of things. One, it comes out of our observational abilities. Even if you're sitting in a situation where you're not speaking or you're not the speaker, you're at a family Thanksgiving and it's the last time you can do the family Thanksgiving because it always goes crazy and the relatives don't get along and your crazy uncle's doing something strange again, you are still in the process of building a story just by observing. So even though you're not directly an active participant in the situation, your observational skills are paramount to your ability to decipher what's going on. And at some point in the future, if you relayed that information to somebody else about what happened at Thanksgiving, you would be using your observation of the events to create the story. If you also think about the process of storytelling and gathering stories, it comes from listening. So not only do we observe with our senses, but we also listen. We listen for what people say and how other people relay story, how other people relay conversation, how other people relay what they're experiencing and feeling. It's in that act of listening that we start to understand a deeper meaning behind what we're just observing, because we're starting to get somebody else's information. Now, in communication, about 90% of our communication is nonverbal. So again, it goes back to observing somebody, looking at how they relate the story, looking at how they convey the story, and combining that with the verbal starts to give us a clearer picture of what we understand. Storytelling is also emotionally driven. So there's emotions that come up when somebody tells a story. There are feelings that are invoked. And even if you think you're not a super emotional person or you're not highly empathic, you still have some relationship of emotion that comes up when a story is told. It's one of the classic things they talk about in movies and in motion pictures when they talk about men not being emotional and they talk about, oh, have you seen Field of Dreams or if you've seen Old Yeller, and all the men talk about how those movies make them cry. that story alone about what allows us to connect with the emotional aspect. So even in pop culture, we make fun of the fact that there is still emotion at the heart of stories that we relate to. There are a couple other core elements of storytelling, but those three to me are somewhat paramount to our understanding of storytelling for photography. A couple of other things come into that, and then we'll talk about how we kind of wrap all this actually into our photographic practice. But one of the other things about story and storytelling is that there's a difference between a trend and the timelessness of an event. If you think about some of the most iconic photographs in history, they're taken at certain periods, but they convey something that's timeless. So it doesn't matter whose work you're looking at. If you're looking at Gordon Parks, you're looking at Carrie Mae Weems, you're looking at Cartier-Bresson, you're looking at Ansel Adams, you're looking at whoever you're looking at. You look at that work, and there's something about it that moves beyond the trend of what's currently happening. Those photographs have survived decades of shift. You know, Cindy Sherman's work, Julie Blackman's work, whoever's work you're looking at, even at the time of it's considered trendy, certain elements and certain photographs hallmark themselves as timeless. And I think there's a reason for that. I think one of the reasons for that is when we come back to the nature of that storytelling, the observation, listening, and emotional impact of those timeless photographs have been aligned to the photographer's sense of what the story should be. I think there's also the notion of better is good and different is different. And the reality of how we look and think about photographs is until we actually see the photograph, we are imagining a possibility of a story or a possibility of what's being told. So to say if you change a photograph, it will be better. The reality is if you change it, it'll be different. And by comparing the two, we can decide if it's better. This is one of the things in a printing workshop that I work with is I have people print the first image and then we print the second image. And the conversation is much like the eye doctor, A or B, which one's better? Because we need them in comparison. And our stories are somewhat like that. Until we actually tell and convey the story, all we know is that there's a different story out there. But we don't necessarily know if it's better than the story we were going to tell. So when we combine all this stuff, how does it relate actually into the photograph? How does it relate into the creation of the photograph? Well, what's interesting about storytelling is we talk about voice, vision, and style a lot. You read that a lot in books. You read that a lot in you hear that a lot in podcasts. You read that a lot on blogs, potentially. That notion of vision and voice and style are paramount to actually your ability as a storyteller. Because your storyteller is actually your vision and your voice. That's the stories you're telling through your own understanding of the world and the observations you make. And then the way you tell the story, whether you choose science fiction or romance novel, whether you choose nonfiction, essay, or historical novel, whatever you choose, that becomes a style element. But that core element of the story to tell and how to tell it comes from you. So as you start to think about your own photographs, you need to start to understand the things that you observe, the things you listen to, and the emotions you're attempting to convey. When we talk about the photograph not working, and not from a technical standpoint, but when somebody says, I don't feel like this photograph conveys what I wanted, it's not telling the story I wanted, oftentimes it's because their observational elements of what created the photograph, or their observations of what's in or not within the photograph, don't align to the experience they're trying to convey. The story is off because the language descriptors that are in the photograph are different. What we want to try to do is get into alignment of the things we observe, the things we listen to, and the emotions we have, that we combine those in a way that allows that to be translated into the photograph. Because it's one of the things to have somebody look at a photograph and say, well, I hate it because I don't like polar bears. Okay, you're never going to fight that. But for your own sensibility, your own structure that exists within the photograph, understanding your own perspective is key. And where does that come from? That comes from you listening to your own story, you observing your own story, you being in touch with your own emotion. Having the patience to actually figure out what is actually unfolding, What are the sights and sounds and dialogue that would occur with it? And what type of emotion to convey is critical to the successful photograph? This doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process, but at times you may not have that sense of experience, and you do need to give yourself more time to have that thought, feeling, and emotion. It's one of the things when you look at some of the great street photography, they talk about the patience of location, finding a backdrop, finding a location, and letting life unfold in front of you. And then at the same time, they can talk about there's moments that just happen instantaneously that you happen to capture with the camera. Using that as a metaphor going across all the different disciplines, it doesn't matter if what you're experiencing happens instantaneously in the snap of a fingers or happens with your almost premeditation to the anticipation of the event. But the key is you have to know what you're observing. You have to have the patience to listen and then be emotionally connected to the work. Of those three, probably your emotional connection is the most important. We can forgive a lot of other sins in a photograph, but we can't forgive it for being heartless and soulless. And even if what you want to convey is something horrifically terrible that came out of your life experience, something that was tragic for you, something that was hard for you, and you want to tell the rawness of that, as hard as that would be for you to tell that story, it's important that you tell it from a trueness and a sense of emotion and a sense of observation that gives the experience to the viewer that you are trying to convey. So when we talk about storytelling in a photograph, it doesn't have to be a huge drawn-out photograph. It doesn't have to be a huge drawn-out story about that photograph. The story could be as simple as, I wanted to make a beautiful photograph of the sunset. I observed something that was beautiful. I listened to the experience I was having. And the emotion was this sense of euphoria, this sense of hope, this sense of awe and wonder at the thing that could be created by the sun going down. That's it. That's all it is. There doesn't have to be some deep meaning to some psychological experience. And at the same time, the next photograph may be that deep dive into some deep-rooted psychological element. But at the core is those story elements. If you find yourself not being compelled by the story you're telling, give yourself more time to observe. Give yourself more time to listen. And give yourself more time to think about what is the emotion you want to convey. And I think you create a significantly better photograph. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get a chance to spend time with family and loved ones because it's always important anytime you can to remind your family how much you love and appreciate them and your friends, particularly the ones you like. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can always find us up on Google Play or Podcast or Found. And I will see you next time.